Hi, I'm Kyle Pinto-Bilger. One day I decided to do a podcast with my very talented friends as guests. And of course, my best friend Timmy Monk Grandchamp as my co-host. What? What's the name of the show? It's Pinto's Lost Chronicles, and you're listening to it now. Hey guys, welcome back. And thank you for tuning in to Pinto's Lost Chronicles. It's been a crazy year so far. We were trying to produce some shows here and got some ideas. And then COVID hit us home-wise, so we couldn't actually get people to come on the show, or me or Tim had to stay quarantined. It's just been crazy, but I'm glad everyone's still following us on Facebook and everything else that we have on there. And so, anyway, I was going to talk about this episode 4 that we finally got done. It was such a great honor to have my mom come up on the show and discuss about these crazy stories that her mom went through. And it fit so well for a Halloween theme that I had to put it on. So anyway, guys, I just hope you enjoy it, because I enjoyed the experience talking to my mom about these stories as an adult. So anyway, guys, join us for episode 4 for this spooky, hair-raising experience. I hope you guys like it, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to Pinto's Lost Chronicles. Tim is out with the COVID, so yeah, he's on quarantine, so I got a great, amazing woman here to come and talk to me today. The most beautiful woman, my mom, Sugar Bilger. She came in, we were just kind of throwing ideas out for shows and stuff, and I kind of mentioned these stories that I grew up on with from my grandmother. And she's going to probably share a couple of these stories with you, and we'll go on Q&A and questions on this. Mom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So when did you first hear these stories? What age were you at?
Oh, gosh. I must have been about 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
She told me. Started telling me. My mom.
Yeah. Give us a description of your mother, my grandmother, if you can.
She was not a very tall lady. She was only like 5'2", maybe about 130 pounds. 135 pounds, but man, she was wicked. If I got smart with her that one time and talked back to her, and she slapped me and knocked me onto the floor there, and after that I listened to her, because I mean, and I had my friends there, so I thought I can get away with it, and she didn't put up with it. She wanted me to do the dishes, and I told her no. And she said, well, you're not going anywhere until you do the dishes. So I went and did them real fast, didn't even wash them. I just stacked them up, and she came and looked. And she said, I told you to do those dishes. And I said, I did. And she looked at them, no, you didn't. I said, well, I'll do them when I get back. So I started to leave, and she came after me. You're doing them now. And I said, no, I'm not. And that's when she slapped me. Holy smokes, knocked me down, knocked me to the floor. And I got up, and I was totally shocked. And I had two of my friends there with me, and they were shocked too. So they went and said, I'll help you with the dishes, and we'll get them really clean. So they helped me with the dishes, and I said, can I go now? And she looked at the dishes, and she said, go ahead, but you'll be home around 10. So I took off.
Now, with these stories, did you ever think that you're like, okay, you know me growing up, and my dad, it's like, we'll bullshit the best of anybody. Do you ever believe that your mother was a bullshitter on these stories, or do you actually think these were real true stories that actually happened through it?
Well, I think they were true, because my other, she was babysitting, well, she was the second oldest, and she had her siblings there, and they all said the same story. So I think it was true.
But so you don't think she was ever bullshitting about these Mm-mm. stories or nothing?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like I said, I grew up with these stories, probably the same age as, I don't know why she passed it down telling us these stories, yeah. But it was one thing, good memories I remember about my grandmother, your mom, and it's just, I don't know why, it always stuck with me, these stories and stuff. But what story would you want to open up with, Mom?
The one where, that really kind of shocked me was the one that she was telling me about when she was about 14, 15 years old. Her grandma, my grandma and grandpa, they were in a, some kind of a, what do you call it? There was, anyhow, they had to go to a meeting. So they told...
Okay, before we start, what would you call this title? What would you title this one?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know. Alien?
Alien?
I never thought of a title for it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Grandma and Grandpa told her to leave, and it was raining that day, and it slowed down when they left, and of course, the roof was leaking, so they had a big tin pot in the middle of the, where the dripping was, and so they were playing around and stuff. There was my mom, my Uncle Danny, my Uncle Jumbo, my Auntie Sharon, and my Auntie Myrna was there. And my grandma had 12 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And... So she, was playing, and Grandma Josephine went and told her to put the kids to bed about 9, 10 o'clock. So she went and told the kids to get ready for bed. And it was just, by that time, it was just storming out and lightning. And at first, the little ones would be sleeping in two different beds. But, and it was like in one room, I guess. And at first they heard knocking. So they went to the door, Mom went to the door and tried to open, went and opened it, and there was nobody there. So she shut it again, locked it. And then she started hearing knocking on the windows. Well, there was a guy that lived about 3 or 4 blocks up, and he was mentally challenged, and she thought it was him doing it because they were not, it was knocking on every window. And so she told him to go away. I forgot the name that she told me, and it wouldn't go away, and it kept knocking on the windows. And then, so finally, they got up and they were looking outside like that, and they seen something when the lightning flashed.
Yeah.
And they screamed and they went and jumped on all on Mom's bed. They were saying, go take a look, go take a look. And she said, what is it? And they said, just look. And it was looking through another window and lightning hit. And boy, she screamed, and they were all screaming, and she was telling them to shut up. Be quiet, be quiet. What she told me was that there was a guy, something out there, that had these big ears and these big hands, about 3 fingers. And he was standing by the window with his arms spread, holding onto that window. And they were screaming. And she said she was sure she locked that door.
Oh, no. It did enter the...
Yeah. She said, I was positive I locked that door. And she said, it came in, holy. She said, we all backed into the corner and the kids were screaming. And she was telling them, guys, be quiet, don't be screaming. So they shut up and this thing came in that tub that they had for the leaking roof. He got into that and started splashing around in it.
Like he was playing with it?
Yeah. Didn't bother the kids, just ignored them, and then he left.
How long did this, she say, it went for? Like, just...
She said for about 10 minutes.
Huh.
She said, with the banging and everything and knocking on the door, she said that altogether must have been about half an hour.
Wow.
So they left. So that, I mean, not they left. He left, or it left.
Yeah.
So they were still all in the corner, not moving. scared to death. And so Mom told my Uncle Jumbo to go over there and check, and he wouldn't do it. And she said, go do it. You're the... a man, they're supposed to be a man. I'm not going to go check over there. He said, are you crazy? And she said, well, go. I'm not going to go over there. So he went over there and he checked the door and here it was still locked.
What?
And he told Mom, he said, Hattie, it's still locked. And she said, well, how in the heck did it get in? And he said, I don't know. And here, about that time, my grandparents came back, and they seen, came in, and they all ran to them, and they were all talking at once, and Grandpa told them, you know, knock it off now. No, there was nothing, nobody here. I mean, how you locked the door, it's all your guy. No, it was real, they were saying. Here, he said everything was going to be okay, and he said he'll stay up and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his big stick out. So they all went back to bed, and here that morning they got up and they went outside, and here there was these weird footprints. She said like there were three toes.
Huh.
And where they were standing.
Yeah.
And then they had an outhouse. So they went over to the outhouse, and there was the tracks that was going around that outhouse, and then it went down into the field there. Huh. So they went down there, and they don't know where it went.
No, was this in Montana or?
Yeah, this was in Poplar.
Okay. So does the would you think that was like probably a skinwalker or just or an alien, or what? Just there was some weird...
They thought that it was probably an alien.
Alien?
Yeah. So they, she said, yeah, that scared the heck out of them.
Wow. Yeah, like I said, she had some crazy stories about that. I remember even Tiny, her brother, used to tell these stories about that too, and it's always got me, you know, the hair on my arms always went up and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't know. It was crazy. Did they ever have any other encounters or like that?
With that thing? No. They don't know what, why, and they don't know why it came to their place and did that, and they don't know why it came into the how it came into the house.
Yeah.
And so that it was...
What did your grandpa say about it? Just, he was just... Didn't want to get scared, or
he never spoke of it.
Huh.
Him or Grandma.
Wow.
Yeah, he never spoke of it, but my mother told me those stories. That story.
Yeah.
Well, she told me a couple of stories.
Yeah.
But that one was the scariest.
Yes. Yeah. Just the thing of that creature.
Yeah. Well, coming into the house and sit. It was the kids in the corner.
Yeah, sitting there watching it play with the water.
Yeah. And didn't do nothing to them. I mean, just, I thought that was just bizarre.
Now, you said you got another couple more stories that you want to share with us?
Yeah. There was a time
Well, okay, tell us the title of this one, so, or idea of it.
When Grandpa Met the Devil?
Yeah. I always call this one the man with the tail.
Yeah.
So this one always got me kind of weirded out, but.
Yeah,
So
Grandpa's.
what, how old was this, or like what year was it kind of around it?
I think it was around, geez, when was it? In the 50s.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because mom was still home, at home. So, and he was still with grandma. So, anyway, what he was saying, he was walking downtown and he's seen this older, I mean, not older, but he's seen this guy. He said he was dressed up pretty good, had this little top hat, or those fancy hats,
Yeah,
and
this little derby cat.
a trench coat or a jacket
Yeah.
or something like that. Anyhow, one of those long jackets that the guys wore back in those days. And he said he was just walking around and noticed this guy. And he was just kind of peeking into the stores and stuff. Seen him several times. And he thought to himself, well, what the heck is this guy doing here? He's all
And where was it?
fancy.
What town was it? Yeah.
Poplar.
Poplar again.
Poplar again. And Grandpa kind of followed him around.
Yeah. Just curious how, because
Yeah,
it was.
because he was a, he was, well, he looked white
Yeah.
and dressed up fancy, and you just don't see that in Poplar.
Yeah, especially in 1950.
Yeah. So finally, this gentleman came up to him and asked him where there was a secondhand store or pawn shop, if you want to call it, called Kelsey's. He went asked my grandpa where this place called Kelsey at. So grandpa gave him directions to where to go. He said, well, thank you. You have a nice day. And he wanted to shake grandpa's hand. And grandpa, he didn't shake it because he was scared. He said, I just got the chills. He said,
Yeah.
just something wrong with this guy.
And
So,
your mom was, my grandma was with him at the time too, or just him?
no,
Oh.
just him.
Oh, okay.
So this guy asked him if he can bum a cigarette from him. And grandpa thought, he looks rich. Why would he want to bum a cigarette from me? So he said, he said, all I got is roll your owns. He said, that's fine. So grandpa had one already rolled up, so he gave it to him. And he said, okay. He said, well, thanks for your help. And he turned away and start walking. And grandpa thought, I'm gonna still follow him, see where he's going. So he let that guy walk a few ways, and then he went through this alley, and grandpa went and looked in the alley, and here there was a tail sticking out from under the trench coat. And he said he didn't see that before.
Yeah.
So he said, I think that was the devil. He said, I think I met up with the devil. And he said, I'm so glad I didn't touch his hand. He said, because he said, I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
He
So
said,
when he noticed the tail, what did he do? Just
he
turned around
turned around and walked away.
let the guy go to the pawn shop and
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. He didn't know why this guy that was so dressed up so fancy, and he said he was a nice looking guy.
Yeah.
He said needed to go to the pawn shop for. He said he just
Want to collect his dues.
and stuff, but yeah.
Did he say anything ever happened weird happened after this mysterious man came to town, or
Well, he said that
like anyone like ran?
lots of stuff happened to in Kelsey, break-ins and
Yeah.
stuff getting robbed, and
After he left?
after he left, so
Nothing weird, nothing else happened though? Just.
no, he nobody got killed or anything
Huh.
like that, but
And never saw that guy ever again.
never saw him again. Didn't know what he was driving or anything. He just so. Yeah, that's the one that I that scared me. I didn't.
Full places, the devil shows up in Poplar.
Yeah. That's the way Poplar is now.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's second hail now.
So,
oh wow,
it's scary to go down to Poplar now.
Yep.
Look, your dad was scared to go down there. He thought he was going to get scalped. I don't want to go down there and get scalped.
Did you know that Poplar has the highest knife stabbing rate in America?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But did you also know that their hospital has the number one healthcare for it?
Wow.
Random fact.
You know, there was a time, this one time I went in there. I went to the IHS and there was some ladies sitting there talking. And they were telling each other, not me. And I was... overheard them talk, and they were saying that this one woman came out with packages of her meds, and there was a guy standing there, and she came out in Poplar. I was in Wolf Point, and this happened in Poplar. They were talking about, and they said that this woman came out, and that guy told her to give her that medication. Uh-huh. And that woman said, no, it's mine. I'm not going to give it to you. So he took out a knife and he said, give me your drugs. So
yeah.
So she gave it to him and then he stabbed her anyway.
Wow.
And left. So, but the lady survived. But yeah, that was starting to be a scary place.
Yeah.
And then of all things, my brother lives down there. So.
In his RV,
and he loves it.
Well, at least he's happy.
Yeah.
Oh. So what other story do you got, Mom?
Well, my Auntie Sharon was telling me this one.
So tell us, like, where it starts, where it happens, and what year it was. If you can remember that, or like, the locations or places.
Well, Auntie Sharon and a couple of her girlfriends went to the movies that night in Wolf Point. So there was a field that they had to cross to get to Grandma's house. And at the time, the movies was 10 cents to
yeah.
get in. And my auntie, she must have been about 12, she said. And her and her girlfriends, the two girls, they were going to spend the night with Sharon. And she said that after the movie was over, they went home because Grandma told her to be home right after the movie. So
yeah.
they were walking, and they had to cross a field to get to the house. And
was this during the summertime, of course, or spring?
Yeah, okay. It was during the summer. And she said that it was weird. And they kept hearing something in back of there. And they were saying, you guys hear that? You hear that? And they were saying, yeah. I wonder what that is. And one of them said, oh, it must be a dog following us or something, because there was a lot of homeless dogs. And so they kept walking, and all of a sudden they heard this clump, clump and stuff of a horse. And they turned around and looked, and here there was a horse there with a guy with a skull on his face. They don't know if it was real or not, but he went and had this horse, and I think she said it was black. It was a black horse at the time, and it reared up, and he came back down, and he just looked at the girls and pointed at them, and those girls screamed and took off running, and they didn't stop until they got to Grandma's house. And I asked Auntie, I said, did he do anything? And she said, no, he just pointed at us.
Like,
I said, and I said, was he following you guys when you guys started running? She said, for a little bit, and then it just left.
So, like, it was death riding a horse.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them safe away from what...
Yeah, that was...
It makes you wonder if they was, like, death was actually there trying to protect them from something that was going to happen.
Yeah. But, I don't know. That one sent chills.
Yeah, I always remember that one, because Grandma Hattie used to tell me that one, too.
Yeah.
Wow. And did they ever go back to see if he was there or any, like, horse prints out there or nothing?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And then they used to talk about little people.
Yeah. So describe what people to our viewers, because some people don't know what the little people are. Are we talking about midgets? Are we talking about dwarves? Are we talking about
truly
like size of mice people? What?
Some say there were elves or gnomes.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they see a bunch of lights. I guess they had a little field out there or something, but they would see all these little lights moving around.
And this is where at?
Towards Wolf Point.
Okay.
Stuff. So, but,
all right. Well, let's continue with the story then, with this the little people story.
There wasn't much to tell. I mean, there's just...
I remember how I think Danny and Tiny said they went back and they found shoes and foot...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the story about that, though, because they were out, weren't they?
They... After they seen all these lights and stuff, they went over there in the morning to this field. And they did see little footprints.
Yeah, and they found, like, a shoe or something.
Yeah, and they kept it. And, but, I mean, this one foster home I was in, this is a funny one. My foster dad at the time, his name was Bill. And that shit would... scare the hell out of everybody. Halloween was his favorite time. And I stayed with him for almost a year and a half. Loved every minute of it. And I was in the bedroom. There was me and three other girls that stayed in this one room. It wasn't a small room. It was pretty big. And I was ironing my clothes for school for the next day. I was 14 at the time. And that little shit, I heard tapping on this window. And the window is one of those, what do you call them, fold-out?
Yeah.
That came out this way, fold-out?
Yeah.
So I went and... opened it this way. No, opened it this way. I think it came open to the inside. And I said, you kids, because I thought it was the boys that was there. We had about three boys. And I said, you boys, knock it off, because all of us girls were in the bedroom. And I put that deal back, and I was ironing away. And my tapping on the damn window again, so I opened it, and I said, you guys, knock it off. And about that time, this big hairy hand just came and grabbed my wrist. Oh my God, I screamed. And the three girls that was in there, they seen it too. And they screamed. And I finally got away from this hand, and I took off, and I was crying. I was so scared. Took off into the kitchen, and I grabbed a big knife. And my foster mom, her name was Arlene at the time, Sugar, what are you doing? I said, there's something outside, and it grabbed my wrist. And she started laughing. I said, what are you laughing about? She said, well, what are you going to do with the knife? I said, I'm going to kill it if it gets me. Bill comes walking in. laughing his head off, and he had that hairy hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I got mad at him. God damn you, Bill, because I was crying and stuff. And he was just laughing, and Arlene took the knife away from me. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you that bad. Oh, shit. And then he went and did this one. He would go outside. We would go outside, and he was a farmer. And we would, he would take us up, his kids outside, and he said, look, he said, you can see all those little people out there, and we've seen lights.
Okay, and so in, like, Montana, we don't have dragonflies, light bugs.
Fireflies.
Fireflies, yeah, we don't have fireflies out here.
No, no.
And that's what everyone probably would be saying there, well, there's fireflies. No, we do not. It's too dang cold.
Yeah.
Even in the summer or springtime, we don't have those.
And, so we was all just, oh, wow. And he kept on saying, you know, we got little people out there. Well, we had a little boy. His name was Billy Jack. I don't know why they called him Billy Jack after that movie, I guess. But anyhow, his name was Billy Jack. And Arlene had him since he was a baby. So Bill decided to go out and take one of Billy Jack's little shoes and made shoe prints all over. And then he had it going down to the cellar. And the cellar doors were really heavy at the time. And all of his kids got home, and he said, Sugar or Sandy? And that was the foster sister. He said, you guys don't believe in those little people, do you? And I said, no. And Sandy said, well, I kind of do. And he said, well, I got proof. He said, come on, I'll show you. And there was all these little footprints. And I was like, holy shit. He said, I'll show you. He said, it leads down to the cellar. He said, I think they got some a hole back in there, and they go in there. And I said, well, how can they get out? I said, the door is heavy. He said, who knows? So he said, come on, I'll show you. And so he opened the cellar door, and me and Sandy went in there. And here there was a bunch of little shoe prints all over. I screamed and took off upstairs, turned around, slammed those cellar doors, and took off in the house. And Arlene said, what? And I said, Bill said there's little people in the cellar. She said, well, where are they at? And I said, they're still in the cellar. And then Bill was coming in carrying Sandy. I knocked her out because she was right behind me. And I slammed the cellar door on her head. Oh, my God. Arlene jumped up. Is she okay? And about that time, Sandy came around. What happened?
The little people take me out.
But he would drive around in Wolf Point with a werewolf hat. I mean, just
he just scary. loved Halloween.
Yeah, and he'll just drive around like that. Oh my God!
It's like that one video I don't know if I tagged you in it, where that guy's dressed up like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And he has his baby Chucky in the back riding his bike around. His wife, what the hell are you doing?
Kevin! Oh! Yeah, I'd be saying that too. But yeah, he loved Halloween. I mean, he'll drive around like that. And sometimes he'd dress out in full costume and go and pick me up and Sandy up from school, and we was 7th and 8th grader. No, 8th and 9th grader about that time. And I was like, oh, God, how embarrassing. Because he'll stop. Hi, girls, are you ready? And it,
no.
People, the other kids would be just laughing. It's like, oh, Bill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he used to pull some wild shit. I wonder whatever happened to him.
I wonder.
Arlene, she passed away, but she was a good woman.
Yeah.
I missed her. She treated me good.
Now, you said that you had one more story called the Hitchhike.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know who start telling this story. It didn't happen to my family, but it was just a story that someone, oh, you know, as you're going out of Wolf Point and you're going towards Poplar.
Okay, you're heading east
Yeah.
on Highway 2.
On Highway 2, and then there's that
Turnoff.
bar, or there's a bar there.
Okay, you got the Horseshoe in
No,
Oswego.
that's in Oswego. This is going towards Poplar.
Oh, okay. Past that. Okay, yeah, okay. I can't remember where the bar is, but yeah.
Anyhow, there's a road this way that's going to Poplar, and then there's another road going this way, and I'm not sure where that one was going.
So you got the Indian
Sydney.
Highway, basically.
No.
No, the other way. Okay.
It was a regular, I think it was going to Sydney or Scobie. I can't
Okay.
remember what town that was, but there's a little bar there now. I mean, it's always been there.
Yeah.
And
Well, the
they said,
cattlesman.
yeah.
Yep.
And
Had to think of it. Yeah, the cattleman.
there was, yeah, right around there. I guess there was a young lady that got murdered on the highway there, and they dumped her body.
Yeah.
And that's where they found her.
So what is the story of it?
They said that if you're going along and there's this young woman, I mean, either going towards Wolf Point or to Poplar, there'd be this woman standing there, and they'll go and stop and ask her if she needed a ride, and she would tell them, yeah, well, where are you going? And she said, oh, to Wolf Point, or if they were into Poplar, she said, oh, to Wolf Poplar. And so she'll jump in the back seat, and they ask her how she's doing and stuff, and she said, I'm doing good. And, well, what are you doing out so late out here? She said I just needed a ride. And, well, where'd you come from? And she didn't say anything. And they ask her again, where did you come from? And that person that was driving looked in the back, and here she was gone. And stuff. That happened to several people I heard.
Hey, look at that. I got hair. My hair's.
So, you know, when you drive at night and you see this woman,
Give her a ride.
just give her a ride, and just, I don't know. But that was one of the rumors.
Yeah.
But
I've always got to ask you this question. Growing up, we've been on the Indian Highway for a couple times and stuff, but I've always asked about this, and you guys always didn't. You and Nita and people always, even Grandma Hattie didn't want to talk about this. Every time I brought it up, was the Goat Man. Why did or why was that always a weird thing not to talk about it on that highway? Because I remember everyone's like, no, don't talk about it here. And I was like, well, this is probably when I was around Avery's age. You guys always said don't bring it up around here.
I don't remember. Isn't that crazy?
Do you know anything about Goat Man out there or nothing?
Nothing.
Huh.
I do remember. Well, this was after I had Nick. And we had Nick in the back seat, and me and Mom was in the front. We went to a movie, drive-in movie, and we was going back on the Indian Highway. And somebody came and pulled up just close behind Mom, and then went around her. So Mom said, "Oh, those goddamn kids." And she kept driving and driving. Here that she seen that pickup again in the back, and I said, "Mom, I said that pickup is in the back. Did you see it turn anywhere?" And she said, "No." She said, "I thought it was still going on." I said, "But it's back there." Pulled right up to Mom again. So Mom sped up, and that pickup sped up too, and got right behind her. And I said, Mom, I said, they're following us. And the Indian highways, it at the time was gravel. And so Mom went up and started driving a little faster. And finally it passed us and just took off real fast. I said, Mom, I'm getting scared. And she said, so am I. I said, what are you going to do? And she said, well, she said, we'll just keep going. She said, there's nothing else we can do.
Yeah.
I said, shit. She said, oh, we'll be okay. And so we was driving along, and sure enough, that damn pickup came a third time.
Behind you again?
Yeah. And I said, Mom, I said, that pickup's behind us again. She said, what the hell are they doing? I said, well, how the hell are they getting back? I said, I didn't even see where it turned at or anything. And it did the same thing. And so it passed us, and Mom said, I'm going to follow and see where it goes. So she sped up to follow that truck. And she doesn't like driving over 45 on that gravel road, but that pickup was going pretty fast, so she was following it. She must have got up to about 80, and it's like, Mom, I got Nick in the back. Mom, I got Nick in the back. And she said, well, I'm going to just stay up with them. And we followed them for a long time, and then it made this turn off to, you know, how you can pull over. They have those little pullover things. Well, we thought maybe it pulled off over there because it pulled off. And then it was gone. Huh. And that I told Mom, I said, that's messed up, Mom. I said, let's go home. Oh, well, yeah. She said, I'm not taking this road anymore. So we took off and we got back to the house because we was living in Fraser at the time. And we just went back to Fraser and was telling everybody about it. And a couple of people said that happened to them, too.
Yeah.
Somebody in the pickup would
race
do
them.
That. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It is. I mean, it's scary.
So do you believe in ghosts or what?
Yeah, I do. I do believe there's spirits around.
What was that one story? I do believe. There was a ghost story. I remember Danny was freaking out and Tiny was, I do. I believe in ghosts. Gosh, I can't remember the story now. I can't remember that. This is why I like right now, because we got a moment to capture these stories and I can save these and actually retell them when they're older. But I can't remember when Danny and Tiny sitting there, he saw something. I do believe in ghosts. I do.
No, there was a really bad storm that night. And me and your dad went on this his class reunion, and we got back that evening. And Mom was supposed to be watching the kids. And, well, she was watching them. She was not drunk. I mean, she was getting there.
Yeah.
But Tiny and Danny and Myrna, and I think my Auntie Sharon, too, was there. And everybody was drinking. And, of course, me and your dad was drinking.
Yeah.
So we went and got in there. And that wind started to hit. And Danny and Tiny was passed out in the back bedroom. And they heard that wind knocked off our swamp cooler.
Yeah.
That was on top. And water just started pouring in. So we went and got a bunch of pots. And we looked in the back like that. Danny and Tiny holding each other. And Danny was saying, I do believe in tornadoes. I do believe in. And it was just funny. We all start laughing. And after, so I got scared because the water was pouring down. And Bob went to bed. He slept through it all.
Yeah.
So I went and picked up Valerie. Valerie was laying on the couch by the window.
Yeah, that's that one.
And I went and picked her up and put her in her crib. And here about that time, the window blew out and it piece of glass just stabbed the couch right where
she was at.
Yeah. Where she was at. She could have, I mean, we could have lost Valerie.
Yeah.
And stuff, but I moved her in time. And then after it calmed down, Danny and Porky went out there and put some tarp out there on top so
the roof wasn't leaking. I just don't know why I remember that. And I don't even think I was even old enough to be there.
No, you wasn't even born yet.
I got one last good story that I want you to tell is when you and my dad seen that UFO in Chinook. Oh, was it Chinook? Anyway, just tell, yeah.
Yeah, that was freaky. We went and, where was going? I think it was just me and him. And we had to get up early because we was, where in the heck was we going?
So I always thought it was in Chinook. Or Harlem, one of the two. I can't remember.
Anyway, it was over by your Uncle Bill's place.
Yeah.
And stuff when they had that.
Yeah.
The builder.
By the cemetery, yeah.
Bill Gerosa. And Bill got up early and made us coffee. So we sat there for a while and had about two cups of coffee. And Bob said, well, we better be on our way. And we thanked him and Linda for letting us stay there, and we got in the car, and it was during the fall, because everything was turning red and orange and stuff.
Yeah.
And we seen this big orange circle up in the sky, and your dad said, what's that? And I said, I don't know. So we went towards it, and I said, is it a helicopter? And so we rolled down the windows. It was not making a sound. And I said, Bob, it's not making a sound. And he says, I know it. And we was watching it. He must have been like this, you know, watching it. And it started to move.
Yeah.
And it moved the opposite way where we was going. So Bob started following it. And then it started moving faster. So Bob started moving faster. And we was just, I had to take my glasses off and rub my eyes and put my glasses back on because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then that's what freaked me out though. And we followed it. And your dad started crying. And I started to cry because I seen him crying.
Yeah. So what made him cry? Just because he never seen something like
that? Yeah. So he took off and we kept following it. And all of a sudden it just went boom and it was gone.
I always thought that. No, I was thinking something else. I thought that's when it shut your guys' your pickup off too. Uh-uh. Or was that another? It was another time that happened, didn't it? When it shut one of your guys' vehicles off, when you guys were following it?
Yeah, because there was twice we seen something like that.
Yeah. That's just nuts. So what were you thinking? Like, what the heck? What was
it? Well, I asked him. I said, because when we was following it, I said, why are we following it? We should be heading the other way. I said, what if we... And he said, I want to know what it was.
Yeah.
I said, it was a UFO. And he said, you think so? And I said, I think so. And he said, I think it might be.
So what do you think made him so emotional? Just because he was in shock that he knew?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. And did you guys ever tell it, like Jim and...
Oh, Bill yeah. And we told...
everyone.
We told everyone about it. It was... Wow. That was nuts, though. And it must have been about 6 or 7 o'clock. No, it must have been about 7 o'clock.
In the morning or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But after that, he stopped to stopped the car. He got in the back seat, grabbed two beers, gave one to me. He took one, boy, we both, we just sat there.
Yeah.
For maybe a good 15 minutes before. Because we didn't say anything to each other because we was both just dumbfounded that this, about this thing.
That's just crazy.
It is.
So, like I said, we're talking about, you said you believe in ghosts or spirits and like that. So, do you have any other crazy ghost stories or that you've witnessed in your lifetime or no?
I believe there is spirits and that they do come and visit you in your dreams.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody this. So when you dream about a dead person, even if they don't, try to hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because every time I dream about my mom, she's always having a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll stop and I ask, Mom, how are you doing? Oh, I'm having a blast. And she'll have my Auntie Sharon, my Auntie Dorothy with her, and they were cruising around. And, I mean, there were certain times, and I said, that's the only way they can communicate with you is when you're sleeping. I said, so listen to them, or if they say anything, you know, just enjoy being around them.
Yeah, I always love that. When I always think when I see, or when I dream grandma or she comes to visit, I always smell her perfume.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one craziest thing. And I don't have any perfume in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that smell always, I'm like, Avery, did you put perfume on? No.
Yeah. I mean, nothing really shocking happened to me with a spirit.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes you can feel them.
Yeah.
As if you know they're there.
Yeah.
I had no experience with a bat spirit.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I do, I'll probably be telling everybody. I mean, but yeah, I do believe in spirits. I do believe they can come and visit you, and I do believe there is bat spirits too.
Yeah.
That
are just lost souls looking
for. Yeah. Yeah, you can, I mean, at nights and stuff, you can hear them.
Yeah.
And like you said, you can remember that certain smell.
Yeah.
That they have. And Nick said that he can smell grandma's perfume.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when he's sleeping. And so did my brother Robin.
Yeah.
Would say that too. He said that, and then he said that he has dreams of grandpa, our grandpa.
Yeah. Well, I told you that story about Grandpa Russ too.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he didn't, when I was old enough to comprehend, he was already basically mute and didn't really get to talk to him or spend time with him or anything.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he was still there, but he just couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And he was never an emotional guy.
Yeah.
Until after he had that stroke. After that, he was very emotional. Anything that when he was happy and stuff, he would cry.
Yeah.
And he loved it when we went up to see him, and when you kids went up to see him, he was just.
Yeah.
Russell was an ornery old man, but he did have a heart.
I remember that time, that tape, a circle table he had.
Uh-huh.
And we used to play that game called Pong.
Uh-huh.
And he flipped out on that. And you couldn't understand what he was saying, but you know, you got him mad because we were sitting there bouncing those coins off the table and putting dents in it. And I knew he got up. That's one memory I remember him getting mad. I'm like, whoa. But Ar always had that beer that lasts. Beer when he's sitting there. Do you have any other crazy stories you want to share before? Or even have questions for me?
Do you? You do believe in spirits, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I just hope there's something better than this. Mm-hmm. There has to be a higher purpose. I just don't want it. You know, it's in our memories. I hope there's this, you know, place we all go to and then I can come back and haunt people if I want to, or, you know.
That's one thing I told about Mom. I said, Mom, I said, when you pass away, I said, can you kind of give me a sign if you're okay, or, you know, something. And she said, well, of course I will. And I said, I to let me know if you're doing all right and if there is another
world. Yeah.
But I think there is, because every time I see my mom, she's doing something
fun and crazy.
I mean, yeah. And now that she's got Sharon and Dorothy up there, her sister, and my Uncle Gerald, he's up there. Plus my grandparents are with her.
Yeah.
And stuff. But yeah, it'd be nice. But me, with me, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't be, because I believe in God too. And I believe that there is a place up there in heaven.
But you're just not ready.
But I'm not ready to go.
Yeah.
But then I don't have a choice either. So, yeah. They said towards the end it's going to be more difficult for me. But it's going to be difficult for you kids too.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to have to be strong.
Yeah.
And stuff because of your kids.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm trying to make memories with the kids.
Yeah.
And stuff. I want to be around them more.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay.
And so they have good memories of me, and not, you know, oh, that mean old grandma.
Grandma Dylan was playing her phone.
Grandma is so mean. And then today, Paxton got smart with his mom. And I went and told Paxton, well, tell her. And Valerie looked at me, and you too, Mom, she said. You stay out of it, because he doesn't listen to me, but you and Nick always telling him things to say back. It's like, oops, sorry. But yeah, and then tonight, carving pumpkins with the twins, and I wanted Avery to.
Yeah, we got two pumpkins right there.
Oh.
So we'll probably be tomorrow. Doing it tomorrow. Yeah.
We can go and carve pumpkins. But,
well, Mom, thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it. I know it took a lot for you to come on and talk, because I've been trying for, what, almost the last 2 years?
Yeah.
For you to come on and talk.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate it. So everyone, we had Sugar Bilger as our guest.
Thank you.
Crazy, crazy ghost stories and alien stories and
devils
and little people stories. It was, I hope you guys enjoyed it, guys. This was a fun show. If you like what you're listening to, guys, come check us out again on Pintle's Lost Chronicles on our, wherever you guys find your podcast shows, and our Facebook page. And I guess we got, Tim said apparently we have a Twitter account now. So keep us out there, guys. Have a safe, healthy Halloween, and stay positive out there, guys.